We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power will be encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email it to hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com and live on Facebook on The Rock Christian Music page. Or you can find us on the Paragon Communications app and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray.
Good morning. You are tuned in to the Hour of Power, the most powerful hour of the day. I'm Tina Dobbs, sitting in the driver's seat this morning. Monica Lovell is behind the iPad, and our guest this morning is Tom Ivester. How are you this morning?
Good. Doing real good. Coming up on the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a praise report or a prayer request, you can send that three ways. You can send it to
ourpower32@gmail.com. You can text it to 580-485-0837, or you can also post in the Facebook, and we will do our best to get it on paper, and we'll pray about halfway through the program. Our sponsor today is Barbara Dyson Ford Lincoln in Elk City, Oklahoma. Our book blessing for this month is The Shelter of God's Promises by Sheila Walsh. To be entered onto our book blessing wheel, all you have to do is like, share, and comment "done" in the comments, and we'll get your name on the wheel.
Okay.
Would you like to pray to start us out?
So what
morning?
I'm going to do is I'm going to play this song I always play at the beginning because I almost consider it, I actually do consider it a prayer. So this will be my prayer. Most of you hopefully we'll recognize this song, but here we go.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone. Help. When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way.
Actually do a prayer, which I consider that a prayer, but here we'll do a formal prayer here. Glory to you, Lord God of our fathers. You are worthy of praise. Glory to you. Glory to you for the radiance of your holy name. We will praise you and highly exalt you forever. Glory to you in the splendor of your temple, on the throne of your majesty, glory to you. Glory to you, seated between the cherubim, we will praise you and highly exalt you forever. Glory to you, beholding the depths in the high vault of heaven, glory to you. Glory to you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we will praise you and highly exalt you forever. Amen. Okay, so we're just going to play a selection of music. So I went through and chose this music based upon I like the songs. So, you know, I don't know if there was any divine intervention here. I don't claim any great thing. So I will say this, I give my usual disclaimer. I'm not a preacher. I'm not a longtime Sunday school teacher. I have read the Bible a long time. I've got lots of questions, many doubts. I still continue on. And so I like these songs, and I continue to do the best I can. Okay, so this first one is Amy Winehouse. So she was a British singer. She was very talented, very troubled, like a lot of singers. And this song is called You Know I'm No Good. I like it. It's really bouncy. But it's basically a song about she knows what she's supposed to do, but she can't do it. And she's telling her boyfriend, you know I'm no good, so why are you staying with me? It reminds me of Paul's verses in Romans. So I went back and looked those up. So this is Romans chapter 7, verses 15 through 24. So this is Paul talking. I do not understand what I do, for what I want to do, I do not do, but what I hate to do. And I do what I do not want to do. I agree that the law is good. As it is no longer I myself who do it, but it is sin living in me. I know that nothing good lives in me, and that is in my sinful nature. For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. For what I do is not the good I want to do. No, the evil I do not want to do, this I keep on doing. Now, if I do what I do not want to do, it is no longer I who do it, but it is the sin living in me that does it. So I find that this law is at work. When I want to do good, evil is right there with me. For in my inner being, I delight in God's law, but I see another law at work in the members of my body, waging war against the law of my mind and making me a prisoner of the law of sin at work within my members. What a wretched man I am! Who will rescue me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then I myself in my mind am a slave to God's law, but in the sinful nature a slave to the law of sin. You know, he says, what a wretched man I am. So this is the gist of this song. She's saying this to her boyfriend. I know I'm no good, and I hear what a wretched woman I am. So this is... Amy Winehouse, You Know I'm No Good.
sweet reunion, Jamaica and Spain. We're like how we were again. I'm in the tub, you on the sail. Lick your lips as I soak my feet. And then you know this little carpet burn. My stomach drop and my guts turn. You shrug.
Test. Are we on? Test. Yeah. Okay, so we're going to follow that up. That was Amy Winehouse with You Know I'm No Good. So this is same kind of concept. This is a song I like called Walking on Broken Glass by Annie Lennox. Same kind of angst. She's got problems. She just feels like, and the song is like walking on broken glass. Just can't quite get it right, and this is a song about that. So it's a catchy tune. Here we go.
Sweetest thing
That was Annie Lennox, Walking on Broken Glass. So, again, a song about angst. She's upset about how things are going in her life, specifically with a broken relationship. And is sitting there doing the metaphor. It feels like she's walking on broken glass. So, I like the song because it's kind of upbeat. So it's upbeat, but you feel this kind of upbeat, kind of, but sorrowful. So there's kind of a weird tension there of she's happy, but she's sad at the same time, kind of like the sad clown type deal. Okay, I'm going to do another prayer here. Again, these prayers I'm reading from the Book of Common Prayer from the Episcopal, the Episcopal Church. I got this book given to me a long time ago. So, okay. O Lord and ruler of the host of heaven, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and of all their righteous offspring, you made the heavens and the earth with all their vast array. All things quake with fear at your presence. They tremble because of your prayer. But your merciful promise is beyond all measure. It surpasses all that our minds can fathom. O Lord, you are full of compassion, long-suffering, and abounding in mercy. You hold back your hand. You do not punish as we deserve. In your great goodness, Lord, you have promised forgiveness to sinners. They that may repent of their sins and be saved. And now, O Lord, I bend the knee of my heart and make my appeal sure of your gracious goodness. I have sinned, O Lord, I have sinned, and I know my wickedness only too well. Therefore, I make this prayer to you. Forgive me, Lord, forgive me. Do not let me perish in my sin, nor condemn me to the depths of the earth. For you, O Lord, are the God of those who repent, and in me you will show forth your goodness. Unworthy as I am, you will save me in accordance with your great mercy. And I will praise you without ceasing all the days of my life, for all the powers of heaven sing your praises, and yours is the glory to ages and ages. Amen. Okay, so this next song is a country song. And I think it goes along kind of the end of that prayer. It's called Live Forever. And it's kind of a somewhat of a lament by a kind of an old country music guy named Billy Joe Shaver. I like him. This is a live version. So it's kind of an acknowledgement of coming death, trying to figure out what his purpose is. But it's called Live Forever by Billy Joe Shaver.
I'm gonna live forever. I'm gonna cross that river. I'm gonna catch tomorrow night. You're gonna wanna hold me just like I always told you. You're gonna miss me when I'm gone. Nobody here will ever find me, but I'll always be around. Just like the songs I leave behind me, I'm gonna live forever now. Take them, don't make them feel forsaken, just lead them safely to the light. When this old world is blown asunder and all the stars fall from the sky, remember someone really loves you. We'll live forever, you and I. I'm gonna live forever. I'm gonna cross that river. I'm gonna catch tomorrow night. I'm gonna live forever. I'm gonna cross that river. I'm gonna catch tomorrow night. it's tomorrow now.
So, I'm going to read another prayer here. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to help come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy. The promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children, are forever. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, it is now, and will be forever. Amen. Okay, so this next song, a lot of people will be familiar with it. Another song of angst. This was a couple of generations. Famous song by Bruce Springsteen called Dancing in the Dark. And so this is basically something's out there. We don't know what. And you go through this angst of not knowing, and how do you deal with that? And so that's really what this song is about. I mean, this song is known worldwide. So Dancing in the Dark by Bruce Springsteen.